Recorded Books presents Bruce by Peter Ames Carlin. Narrated by Bobby Cannavale. With introduction and endnote by the author.
Prologue. The Gut Bomb King. The first time anyone called Bruce Springsteen the boss was in the early weeks of 1971. In the dining room of a chilly apartment on the edge of downtown Asbury Park. Once a beauty parlor, the ground floor flat was then the home for Stephen Van Zandt, Albie Tallone, and John Lyon, all musicians in their early 20s and already veterans of the club circuit on the Jersey Shore. Their house became a nexus in Asbury Park's rock scene. When they threw open the door for their weekly Monopoly games, the place filled quickly. Gary was a regular, so was Big Bad Bobby, Danny, Davey, and a dozen others. Bruce had a particular talent for the rogue brand of Monopoly they played. In this version, the game's actual rules barely figured in the action. The real gaming took place between the players' turns, when they could build alliances, negotiate settlements, offer bribes, and resort to trickery, coercion, and what an outsider might think of as cheating. And this was where Bruce excelled, due both to his shifty powers of persuasion and the leverage provided by the sacks of candy bars, ring-dings, and Pepsis he brought with him. Funny what a young man, when hungry and presented with two cream-filled cupcakes of sheer chemical deliciousness, will agree to when it's 2 a.m. and he's really, really hungry. And so Bruce won enough Monopoly games to inspire the others to dub him the Gut Bomb King. This lasted only...